What is subject to tithing? Question number 99. Deuteronomy 14:22 says, Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. How shall I tithe my crop? Answer. To facilitate answering this question, let us consider, for example, the case of a potato grower. Say that he is without expense for hired labor, irrigation, rent, etc. If free from such overhead and if his gross returns are $50 an acre, then the whole amount would be subject to tithe, which of course would be $5 an acre. If, however, he must operate with an overhead expense to produce his crop, then obviously such expense should be deducted from the gross value of the produce, and only the remainder tithed. For instance, if the gross value of the crop be $50 an acre, and the overhead expense $10 an acre, then the net increase, the amount subject to tithe, would be $40 an acre, and the tithe only $4 instead of $5 an acre. If, on the other hand, one is a wage earner, sustaining the expense of Social Security, transportation to and from work, etc., then he deducts the amount of such expenses from his wages before tithing them. For example, if he receives $100 a month wages, and if he must spend 10 cents a day, or about $2.60 a month, for transportation, he then deducts $2.60 from $100, which leaves $97.40 to tithe. If one's income is from rentals, then he deducts the amount spent on upkeep of the property from his untithed gross income. Thus figuring one's income, one tithes all his increase,